Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Little Mix. I'm your host Sam, Sam Love or Sammy Love K. You can find me on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook. You can also find our TikTok, Little Mix, where I am making drinks and things of that nature. Today we are joined by Jay, Taylor, and Silence. Welcome to the show, y'all.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm straight.
I'm trying to drink. I'm trying to get drunk.
All right. What you drinking on, Silence?
This tea nasty.
You love some fucking Taylor Port, y'all. He need to... Somebody, please, Taylor Port, come sponsor this man, because he really loves Taylor Port. Like... On our last ep, he was definitely drinking TP nasty.
TP nasty.
What you drinking, Jay?
I actually just finished my drink, so I don't have anything at the moment.
Not finishing the drink for the goddamn episode start.
Don't make me get nothing else.
Look, y'all drink for me. Because one thing about it, I'm trying to save my sobriety until my B-day, okay? Speaking of that, so I really don't know what I want to do. Like, I'm trying to, you know, we're up next. Libras are up next. All of the other signs don't matter. Yes, I said it, and I'll say it again.
I will report you right now.
And like I said, everything I love.
I will report
like
you.
We didn't cool get y'all the flow. We gave y'all the flow. It's almost Libra season, baby. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I said. Anyway. Our time is almost cool up. No, we are literally the best sign. Don't get it twisted. Y'all listen. Let's think about it. Have y'all ever heard of somebody having an issue with a Libra?
Yes.
Who?
Plenty of times. My homeboy's a Libra, and he's a crybaby.
He's a boy.
I don't mean nothing. Hey, that's still your sign.
Man,
you're reaching, stinky boo boo. It's not gonna happen. Ain't a million years.
Don't get me wrong. I know you the lion. I understand you, Leo. Leos are cool. Don't get me wrong. Y'all real like sociable.
Return the business.
Y'all good people. Man. I love Leos. Don't get it wrong. But one thing about it, them Libras gonna do it every time. And it's crazy because we got two Geminis on this motherfucker.
Gang.
Gemini.
Big June Gemini shit, you heard me?
Crazy.
Big June Gemini.
I get along with Geminis so much. I get along with any sign. This is how you know Libras are them girls and them boys. Because let's talk about it. If everybody gets along with a Libra, or if Libra can get along with every sign, that should tell you what it is right there.
Well, they're clearly a Libra.
Yeah, we get along with every sign too.
That's
we just don't
I'm
take
saying.
Bullshit.
Of course not.
You know, you come with bullshit, but hey, you gonna see the other side. God damn it.
That's
it's
a
like
fact.
Fucking with the boy, you gonna get the horse.
Oh Lord,
that is a fact. But like I was saying, I don't really know what I want to do for my birthday. I'm really trying to like keep it cute, keep it simple, because you know, next year I'm turning all the way to fuck up. I don't give a damn. What it is like, next year is my year. Okay.
Fuck it, let's go skydiving.
Next year, oh no. I was showing my kids literally the other day. Casey was like, I want to learn how to fly. And I was like, let me show you skydiving, because maybe this is what you're talking about. And he was like, I want to go. And you know, Orlando, we have the I fly here or something like that. And he was like, can we go? And I was like, I'm going to take y'all, but I don't even know if they're old enough to do that yet.
I think it go by weight.
Wait.
You try to scare him, I need that for
I think go by weight.
I'm going to let you know that right now. If you try to scare him, I need that for me.
Casey loves him some Jay. He love him some Jay. I promise.
He better.
I promise. I can't take it, y'all. Man. So wait. Have y'all seen that video on Instagram where the dude is basically sneaking out the lady that he with, and then he try to like close the door before like he sneak her to the door? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Bro, now I gotta fucking find it and send it to y'all. Bro, listen,
she was huge, bro.
She was, oh my God. Bro, somebody so said,
bro. She was like a mini,
bro. Somebody like a minivan said, walking out that bitch. This nigga tried to sneak a whale past without nobody noticing. When I tell you, I fell the fuck out.
You lying?
We don't fat shame on here. It's just pure comedy, guys. We don't fat shame, but pure fucking comedy. I can't. When I say I can't, like, I feel like that is the ultimate fucking sneaky link. Like, I feel like that's somebody, let me just explain what a sneaky link is.
Please.
I'm gonna give y'all the definition. A sneaky link is when you and another person are fucking but don't want anyone to know about it. So exactly. Basically, whether it had been for the purpose of shit, I'm trying to make this coin, and she may not be my physical, you know. And look, it might be something he do like. He probably do like him that big. You never fucking know. But I feel like that was just a situation where it's like, fuck, bitch, I'm trying to close the door so my people don't see what's going on while I'm fucking taking her to her car type shit. Yeah. Right. But it's the way he tried to do it.
So let me ask this. Is it would be the same as having like a little year?
Yeah.
Because I'm confused on this. What makes it a sneaky link? You feel me? Because like...
No string of marriage.
So that's just like a friend of benefits, basically.
If you want to have in regular terms, yeah.
I don't know.
That's just a new age thing, I guess.
I don't know because nowadays they want to be all over the place.
I wouldn't have to disagree with that. I just feel like people be out here and they look at social media and they just expect these different lifestyles to just choose up. People not think about reality. You have to live in your truth. You have to live in reality. If you know what you got going on, you got to just... At the end of the day, some people, just to be real, I hate to say it, but some people just end up in fucked up situations.
You can't help it.
If you end up in a fucked up situation, you got to figure out what the fuck to do. Because at the end of the day, you're here. You got to make it. Ain't nobody going to help you. As much as you think somebody in your corner, ain't nobody going to break their back to help you. I don't give a fuck, family or not. Ain't nobody going to break their back to help you. Because at the end of the day, everybody got their own shit going on. So when people be like, oh, I got this, I got that, I got. Yeah, I do too.
So, hello, world.
Pat my back. I've had yours, but at the end of the day, you still gotta be an adult. You gotta get out here. You gotta get to it. Shit.
This is true.
Ain't easy. Ain't nobody never said it was gonna be easy. We have to be here. We got brought here. And guess what? We ain't brought up in like how some people they. Oh yeah, my parents. That. We not that. We got brought here. Not to say like we in front of situations, but like we as fortunate as these people that be out here, like, oh, they born now, they got millions of dollars and all this shit. Like, we ain't got that. So at
we ain't got a silver spoon.
You gotta work. And some people really don't understand that you really gotta work. And like,
what you're saying is you think some people have sneaky links to benefit from the situation, like they use that person for money. they use that person for like a car situation.
I feel like people use people because of, like, for example, somebody will be like I know somebody, she'll be like, oh, I want to hang out with this person because I know what I got and I know what they don't got. But that's what made me like him, because I know, like, I got this. So if I talk about this, I know he gonna talk about this. And then I'm like his pillow. I can, like, I'm his pillow because he talk about this, but I got this, but he don't got this. Like, type shit. Like,
oh.
I don't know how to really explain it. Like, with that, I don't know. How are you?
I just like to call shit. Like,
this down. Shit, I don't know.
He basically talking about like how the females have a nigga in their phone for food, rides, or different shit like that.
Yeah, like stuff like that. But not even only materialistic things, because people play off people's emotions as well. And I always tell everybody, like, anybody that come to me and they try to say something to me and be like, oh, I feel this way about this person, but I'm gonna do this. Da, da, da. And I'm like, I always be on like 10 toes down. Like, I don't play with that family people's feelings, because at the end of the day, you never know how nobody feel. You never know what they gonna do. You never know nobody's potential, what they can do. You can think you know this person to the T, and you just hit that right motherfucking spot, and you and your people's day. You don't know.
Sound well, about right.
I will say, I'll say that back in the day, they used to call. I feel like back in the day, they used to call sneaky links, like secret lovers and shit like that. Like, that's one of the terms, like, I feel like an old head would use. Like, even it's a song called Secret Lover or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I think, huh?
That's what we are.
yes. I listen. Here's the thing, though. The thing is also.
Oh my God, Taylor.
I feel like at the end of the day, as well, when. Let's say you in a situation, a sneaky leak can also be a situation where you got a man, you got a female, you living in the house with this person, you're not satisfied with that person, and you're deciding, fuck, I'm going to go and sneak out the house, and I'm going to go fuck with somebody else behind that person back that I'm with.
I don't fuck with that. And that is what creates people to have these motherfucking situations where they want to kill their wife, have these situations where they want to kill their husband. Because of why the fuck, if you felt like I wasn't satisfying you, or you not satisfying me,
let me
why
fuck
can't
alone.
We have this conversation? Why can't we have this conversation? Why would you go out and do something behind my back, then I gotta find out, and now I gotta lash out, because now I feel like you disrespected me. Now I feel like you just tarnished everything that we supposedly had built. Like, that's the ultimate disrespect. If you can't communicate, everybody be talking about communication. If you cheat, you can't communicate. Period. Because before you go out and cheat, you already know what you want to go do. You already know what you're looking for. If this ain't like satisfying you, whatever, you should be able to be like, look, I want to do this. If y'all can come together and y'all can talk about it and y'all can do that shit together, like, whatever, boom, whatever. Y'all do y'all shit. Like, whatever happened in your bedroom, happened in your bedroom. But the moment you step outside without your partner, that's the ultimate disrespect. And for me personally, it's no coming back. I don't give a fuck.
For sure.
I don't give a fuck.
I definitely do feel when it comes to you having a person already and you're going outside of that and you're sneaky behind their back, it's so easy for a lot of people to step up and say, hey, I need this to be worked on within us. And if this can't be worked on, are you open to bringing in another person? And if they're not open to bringing in another person, then okay, well, I'm just going, unfortunately, I'm just going to lead us where it's at.
Right.
It should, and you're right, it should be communication.
Exactly.
At the same time, too, though, you need to have effective communication, which is going to include, you got to understand before you could really communicate. You got to understand.
That's true, too.
Because at the end of the day, I could have done told you 1,000 times I'm unhappy, or you make me feel this way, or I don't like how you do this. Mm-hmm. But now when it comes down to it and I'm acting on my emotions, oh, you could have just talked to me. Woo-woo. I did talk to you. And what you told me, I'm acting childish. I'm acting, what they call it? What they call men nowadays? We acting,
sassy.
Yeah. Like, come on, bitch. You feel me? Like, that make a nigga not want to talk to you, bitch. Like, now, fuck it.
And then, definitely, no, I can honestly, I gotta call a spade for spade, because it do be women, for sure, that'll be like, definitely when men try to express their emotions, it'd be like, okay, now I come to this sassy era, which is, I don't even know where the fuck that shit came from, but now at this sassy era, and now, like, motherfuckers can't express their emotions, but when they do, they call them sassy. Okay, boom. Now it's like, oh, I got, we never know what's going on with y'all. Y'all can't talk about nothing. Y'all don't say nothing. Y'all keep everything pinned up. And it's like, well, shit, when the bitch did try to talk to you,
did you create that open space? Did you create an open space for me to be able to come to you? So, yeah, I feel that. But also, I want to say, let's talk about the dogs. And it ain't just dog-ass niggas, because it's also dog-ass females out here who literally will have a good situation at home, have everything, or not just at home, but a good person, because they could live in two separate places. It don't matter. But you have a good situation all together, but you going around because you ain't done fucking off yet. And you want to see what else is out there. You want to see if it's something better out there. Baby, the grass is not always green on the other side. Everything that glitters is not gold. I be seeing people say, now my grass is greener where I water it. Like that right there, people need to take that in and really be like, you know what? Let me get my shit together over here. Let me not try to venture out, because if I put the most effort into what I already have, then this shit can turn out to be something even greater than the possibilities of me going out there.
Do y'all know my honest opinion about some motherfuckers leaking me? At the end of the motherfucking day, at the end of the motherfucking bitch, I'm lit now. At the end of the motherfucking day, at the end of the day, bitch, if I want to have a motherfucking sneaky link, the person I'm fucking with, we finna have a slickety together. If it ain't no motherfucking, if it ain't no go, we ain't doing it.
Okay. We're gonna chime in and say,
That's it. Now, if I was by myself and I want to have a slickety, okay, now you gotta be up to a certain standard, because of everybody, honestly, truthfully, out here fucking any and every fucking thing. And ain't nobody finna ever think they're gonna be able to just come and just think they finna just, oh yeah, we finna fuck with Jay. Yeah, that. No, bitch. No. Sorry.
Let me hear Taylor input on it.
Yes, because I'm kind of had my multiple sneaky links. And I don't know, like, that shit is weird now these days. It's really weird. So I know someone, I'm not gonna call out no names, we just gonna put some, how can I say it? I'm not gonna say their real name, but I'm just gonna say the beginning of their name. What the name is called.
Just say a fake name.
If I ain't doing that, I'm trying to see, you know who I'm talking about, because I'm still dealing with him. So,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, me and A.
It must not be too bad then.
Exactly.
So, A.
I'm sorry, he can't be that weird now. He can't be that weird. He's still dealing with him now.
No,
exactly.
Weird.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
So, A, Me and A been knowing each other for quite a little long time.
Yeah, love real bad.
I stopped talking to A because of a certain situation that went down between me and him. And plus, he was still out here hoeing. My girl, I'm just bouncing my stupid ass up out of the relationship. Knowing that, and damn hell as well, I ain't ready for nothing too much. So, me and A went on a couple of dates. He really ain't get into details of what he wants or what is it he want to do. So, what I tell him, I just go along with the flow. Mr. A, his motherfucking self, was pissing me the fuck off. So, what A would do is he'll get in his feelings and he'll say, like, look, cute shit. Like, he'll be like, oh, what he said to me today? Oh, why you don't fuck on me no more? I'm like, because I be busy. Talking about, oh, you treat me like a piece of meat, but I thought that's what you wanted. You didn't clarify, oh, we're a couple. You didn't clarify shit with me. You just went along with whatever the fuck I was going along with. Which is fine with me because, like I said, I told him I wasn't going to put no feelings on nothing. And multiple times he didn't say it out of his mouth. He didn't want certain shit, a.k.a. a relationship. So when I told him, I was like, cool, I don't want that either. Said, we both getting out of a relationship. So why the fuck would we want to bounce up into another relationship and then we have problems and red flags and all this other extra shit that I don't want? So...
Hey, feelings a motherfucker.
So, mind you, I would have to tell myself, oh, Taylor, don't catch feelings for A because A, I don't know what the fuck he got going on. Even though I do like A. A has expressed to me most of the times that he likes me. But how the fuck you like somebody and you keep on showing it up in their face? A whole nother emotion. And then when I stop fucking him, oh, it's something else. And then it's just a lot. So what I told him is, we can be these little sneaky links, that's because that's what the fuck we is. And you keep on saying, oh, I don't want everybody in our business. I don't want everybody to know that we fucking with each other. Nigga, I don't want nobody knowing I'm fucking with your bipolar ass either. Because all you doing, all you doing is confusing the fuck out of me. Like, one day you want to be up my ass, you want to be supportive, you want to be this nigga, but it turns around, you really don't want that. You just want to fucking suck on me. I don't understand that shit.
Oh.
Yeah. Girl, yeah.
So, now, a sneaky link also, I feel like, can be a person that, based off what you said, and me just hearing everything, I don't think this is that situation, but just something you said kind of stuck out to me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some people also want to be in a situation, or let's say they even like that person or they like certain qualities about that, and they just don't want either their friends to know that they're dating them, because let's say this person isn't the best looking person, like let's say just like that situation with the video that I was telling y'all about. Mm-hmm. Like he could have actually liked her, he could have actually found something, you know, that he liked within her. And I'm not going to, you know, make it that far out because that's a little bit of a reach. And again, we don't, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, it could be a person to where a man is like, she ain't that good looking, but I fuck with her. So I want to keep her as my secret. I'm going to keep her as my sneaky link. And I just don't want nobody else to know. I don't want my family to know. I don't want my fucking friends to know. I don't want nobody to know. So we just gonna keep it on the low, on the hush, because I don't want nobody to know about her, because he could be embarrassed, just like that dude on the video. Yeah. That was an embarrassment. Like him trying to close the door, bitch, that was him being embarrassed. Okay? He did not want them people to see that lady walking past that goddamn room.
And it's crazy. Yeah. I've been in his cousin and his kinfolk and them talk to every fucking thing. Mind you, I'm like, this is weird. Bitch, uncle sitting outside like it's 1942, which is hanging out. I'm like, hey, dude, anybody supposed to be outside? Because every time me and him hang, it's like usually at night. And mind you, we both get off at a certain time, but it's like, we went out in public, like, three or four times. And like other people ask us, like, are we together? Mind you, his stupid ass will speak up and say yes. I'm like, why did you do that? And he'll be like, oh, so we not together? I said, no, the fuck we not. We are friends.
But it definitely could be the fact that he really do like you, or he probably started to like you. And with him starting to like you, he probably just didn't know where you were. Bitch, you drunk. You drunk, bitch.
I got something to say on that, though.
I know this is definitely, you know, this the Little Mix motherfucking podcast when bitches on here drunk as hell. You know it. Damn.
Hey. I agree with Shanti on that, but it's also to a fact. Sam. I mean, my bad. Sam, my bad. Nah, but no, I'm saying I agree with you to most of it, you feel me? But I think it's more so because he know you don't want that, but he catching feelings, so you feel me? It's like, damn, I want you to feel the same way I feel, but I know how you feel already, so he kind of battling his own emotions type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, but y'all can't have that conversation to where y'all go more than that because y'all already agreed upon, bitch, you know, we just cooling it, we fucking, that's it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing more, nothing less.
Give him what he want, baby. Treat him like the motherfucking tool he is. Oh, baby. Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Now, I say it like this. At the end of the day, if a man is, y'all came into the situation as, I want a relationship, this is a sneaky situation, I'm just trying to get my shit off, you trying to get your shit off, and then he started to, you know, catch feelings or whatever, and then you come to him with the situation, like, I mean, we out in public, you telling people we together, like, what is it really? Are we together or are we not together? And he catching the whole attitude, like, oh, this is not what we doing, I don't want to talk about it no more. Okay, baby. Okay. Say that.
I mean, but at the end of the day, though, on flip-flop, if it ever come down to that same situation, it don't go right. Now y'all don't want to fuck no more. Y'all don't want this no more, this and that. Woo. You know what I'm saying? Like, lust and love, but that's two sneaky things. You got to figure that out.
I ain't gonna lie. That's a sticky situation to be in. But I'm going to say it like this. I feel like, for me personally, my opinion, I feel like I'm a little bit too open to have a sneaky link. Like, I feel like if it's on some wild shit, like, for example, like, I'm getting to know you, you sneaking in and out of my house because, one, I got kids, so, bitch, you ain't going to meet my kids. Like, if you want to consider that sneaking, cool.
But that's definitely sneaky.
Yeah, if you want to consider that sneaking, like, you coming in at night, kids sleep, shit like that, leaving, you know, type shit. Like, okay, cool. Like, that is creeping. That's creeping. You're right. That's creeping. But sneaking, like, having a whole partner and doing something else, like, behind your partner back, like, baby, we about to sit down and have this conversation. If you want to have a conversation, then that's a wrap for me. It's a wrap.
That's just plain cheating.
But then let me ask this question. When it comes to, like, say, for example, you got your sneaky ring, right? Let's say you're not trying to be in a relationship, like you were saying, with A. You're not trying to be in a relationship type shit. You just, you know, getting your shit and leaving, right? You getting your shit, whatever y'all doing. Straightforward, straight to the point. What if your link ends up pregnant? What if you end up pregnant? Like, how the fuck?
What they call it, Plan B?
But listen, what if we got to think about all scenarios here? Because what if it's a scenario where the girl she falling, they still sneaky linking, but the girl she falling, she end up pregnant, and she like, I ain't getting rid of it. Not you going to the chop shop. How y'all feel about a situation where y'all basically like y'all not in a relationship, y'all like, you know, been talking back and forth, da da da, for a minute now, y'all been fucking on and off for years type shit, and it gets to the point where she end up pregnant. Like, y'all ain't made each other family, so basically it's still really a link, and she end up pregnant, and this whole time, like, they on straight terms. Like, he's always saying he wants a baby, he's ready to, you know, have a baby because he don't have kids type shit, but mind you, they still, you know, got their shit behind closed doors. They ain't met each other family, no, none of that. It's not a relationship type shit, right? She end up pregnant, but she knows how much, you know, he wants a kid, whatever be the case, and he's been saying he wants a child and all this stuff, and he want to be with her, you know, type shit, but they haven't made it official. So she get pregnant, and he's like, oh, hold on, wait. I ain't ready for no baby. Is it wrong of her to keep that child?
Of course it's wrong. Because at the end of the day, that's like pinning the child on a baby, or I'm pinning the child on a woman. At the end of the day, it's like, if we both ain't consent to this, like, bro, y'all, I mean, at the end of the day, y'all got to talk that out, because, you know, that's on some y'all shit, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, if this man is telling you he not ready for no baby and he don't want it, you can't be mad if you go ahead and have this baby and this man you ain't going to take care of it. You can't
force no baby on nobody.
Basically.
I'm going to say this.
Because
I'm pro-choice, and that's all I'm going to say that. That's not all I'm going to say. I am definitely pro-choice. I believe it's a woman's body. She's able to do whatever the hell she wants to do with her body. But I'm going to also say this. I'm going to add on to that. At the end of the day, you get pregnant by a man, and a man tells you he's not ready to become a father, you are setting yourself up to be a single mom.
Pretty much.
I don't advise nobody to ever have a child by someone who's telling you to get rid of that child. Although it is your body, baby, you can have another child with somebody who's going to love and adore you to the point where they're going to be ready and happy to give you a baby. I don't think no woman should ever try to pin no child on nobody, and I don't think a man should either, because there'd be niggas out here trapping people. So,
You gotta go both ways with that now.
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta go both ways with it, because Maury now, most of them was women. I'm just being real now. You feel me? Like, hey, most of that been women, like, creeping, and you don't know who the baby daddy is type shit. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy, though.
I'm definitely going to say, now when it comes to that sneaking link shit and trying to lay in some shit, like, baby, one thing about it, like, if we're linking and that's it, I'm not expecting nothing more. I'm not expecting no goddamn full-blown baby. I'm going, like, chop shop. That's just that. Like, there's no way. And that's granted if, you know, condom break or plan B don't work out, because shit, plan B's don't be working sometimes. For real. I would rather spend the 50 than the 500. But if the 50 don't work, then shit. We ain't doing that. Especially if it's just a link. Like, we ain't established nothing. We ain't said we ain't cool on. We ain't on none of that. Nah. No, sometimes it's safe to be good. So shit.
Hey.
Bro, listen. At the end of the day, it's time for the drink of the day. And today we have the Old Fashioned. Now, the Old Fashioned is a cocktail made by muddling sugar and bitters and water, adding whiskey or sometimes brandy, and garnishing with an orange slice or zest and a cocktail cherry. It's traditionally served with ice and an Old Fashioned glass. I'm not going to lie, I've had like a smoked Old Fashioned, like when they like smoke it. That shit is so fucking smooth, y'all.
Yeah, I love that for you.
It's I'm so smooth right now because I ain't got no more liquor. Yes, it's so smooth. Like, listen, now I gotta make it. Now I gotta make it. Now I have to. It's no way. Now I have to make it.
I don't know. You just said, I ain't even gonna lie to you. That went over my head.
The old fashioned?
It went all over my head.
It's so good. And I'm not even a whiskey drinker. Like, I'm more of I like sweet drinks, like mixed cocktails and shit like that. But the old fashioned, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that French 75, that shit hit, man. I honestly prefer, I feel like I prefer the French 75 over the lemon drop. Lemon drop is more sweet because they got the different flavors. You got the mango, you got different types of the lemon drops, but that French 75, baby, that's like top. I feel like that's top of the line. It gives class, baby. It gives, I don't know, it's so good. Too good.
I feel like I'm just ghetto because y'all got all these names and stuff. All I know is Incredible Hulk.
Oh, Lord.
you got to put me on some shit.
Don't go to me to the bar. Y'all know what I'm about to motherfucker
order. I'm at the bartender.
I'm gonna order me a motherfucking Long Island. Don't play.
Oh. I was never able to get into Long Island. I'm not gonna lie. And I feel like it's because my parents, they always drank it. Like, growing up, I always see them getting a fucking Long Island. And I'd be like, bro, who the fuck drinks tea? I don't like tea. Let me just get that clear.
It's not living in
Florida, is no tea in it for real?
It's not no tea in it, girl. The tea is the Coke for color.
Oh.
The fuck? Long Island iced tea. The Long Island is all the different liquors, and then the Coke is the tea.
No way.
Well, see, I had it wrong,
y'all,
man.
Motherfucking lying right now. Yeah,
bro, Long Island is made with vodka, gin, tequila, and whiskey. It's made with four alcohols.
With a splash of cola. Oh, shit.
With a splash of cola.
No.
But if you get the blue Long Island, then they mix it with the blue Curacao, the Cura, however you say it. They mix it with that.
Bitch. Now I got to make it.
Yeah. I had that bitch wrong.
Yeah, man, stop playing me. That's what I get when I'm gonna fucking go out, because all I need is one of them motherfuckers. I'm gonna be told up.
Nah, see, now I'm about to make it. Fuck it. I was gonna make the old fashioned, but now I gotta make the fucking
Long Island. Y'all need to go out and have fun.
Oh,
I go out and have motherfuckers.
Not just saying I'm
Hey, I go out and have fun, huh?
I be turned up.
Bitch, y'all remember that time we went down there to Clematis and we tried to get into that club and they wouldn't let us in because I think it was Justin. It was you that wasn't 21. It was you, Justin, that wasn't 21 yet and they ain't let us in? Or was
More
it
than
us?
Likely.
Was it us? I can't remember.
It had to be me because of shit. I'm the youngest motherfucker. I be in crew swanging.
Somebody got killed in crew, right? Or right outside. Him.
Yeah, I know.
Rest in peace to him, but yeah.
Rest in peace, Ron.
I don't like to get into stuff like that, y'all. I ain't gonna lie, cause me, I'm licensed. Like, I don't go nowhere without my shit. And if it's a situation like that, if I can't take my shit in the club, it's a no. Like, and not even saying that, cause obviously you can't take it nowhere. But just being in an environment like that to where I feel like I have to take it, I'm not going. I'm not going. It's a no.
I ain't going nowhere in Palm Beach.
But anyway, that's the show, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to another episode. Well, bitch, be on the next one then. Yeah. Nah, next one gonna be juice. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. That's gonna be juice. This one was good too, but that one, yeah. Anyway, thank y'all for listening to us. Let me close it. Thank y'all for listening. Tuning in, y'all. Y'all can catch us or y'all can find us on YouTube, Little Mix Podcast. Y'all can find us on Instagram, on TikTok. Listen to us on Spotify, but all it's available on all platforms, to be honest. Spotify, Amazon Music. I don't know if I'm on Apple because it like, I think it's like asking me to like sign in or some shit.
Man, get with it. Don't get lost.
Right.
Hello,
right.
See ya.
Bye.